Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a weird sight, all right. And the media is not wrong to ask about it. When you have the Saudis in the White House, Trump declaring a new special relationship with them, and we know they did 9/11. Some 9/11 families not happy with that at all. Understandably, I would feel the same way. Some people saying, look, the crown prince is not the old pro-Islamic leadership that was in charge during 9/11. And to his credit, the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, of the House of Saud, has hunted down and, quite frankly, brutally killed radical jihadist Islamists, something that his dad and granddad did not do. They funded terror. And so he has quasi switched sides in the war on terror, but it's all still very murky because he supports Al-Qaeda, which is currently running Syria. So this is very dicey, Lee, and it's also bizarre. I mean, in the last week we've seen the leader of Al-Qaeda in the White House. The timing was unfortunate. It was the anniversary of the Marines and in the 24-hour period of Veterans Day. And here's this guy standing there, the head of former head of al-Nusra in Syria, which is the al-Qaeda arm in Syria, who was installed as the leader of Syria, violently, by the way, by with the help of $9 million from USAID and the Biden administration, State Department, CIA, worked to install him, considered it a victory. Even though the leader of Syria, who since then changed his name just a year ago, Lee, think about this. This is just last week. Just a year ago, had a $10 million bounty on his head from the U.S. government. Yep. Why? Because he was Al-Qaeda. Not just because he was Al-Qaeda, though. And this is the shocking part people don't realize. He was the mid-level leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq from 2003 to 2006. So he was the guy actually on the ground during the killing of 374 coalition troops, 90% of whom were American. His specialty was the roadside bomb, but they'd shoot you, kill you a lot of different ways. They had great snipers, too. Wait, that's over 300 U.S. troops killed by this guy. Yeah. He was greeted like a conquering hero last week at the White House. Some of us, my husband's a Marine, had a really hard time with that. But he's the leader with Syria now. Trump didn't install him. Joe Biden did. And Trump's trying to get to peace in the Middle East. You know, a lot of people online were seeing, though, Lee, how can you cut a deal with Al-Qaeda? You can't trust them. And you can't. Al-Qaeda International threatened to kill Trump Most recently, in June, they put a fatwa on his head. So think about the bizarreness of all this, right? Yeah. So why was this guy in the White House a week ago? I mean, it is, for me, like, you know, having military in my family, it's horrifying. It is like a punch to the gut. And I think most Americans don't even realize that, this guy changed his name since he's taken over Syria because of his long, brutal, and bloody history of killing Americans. And by the way, you know, you turn on those Wounded Warrior commercials, donate $19 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of those Wounded Warriors, he did that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, what I want my gut is seeing him at the White House. You say, hey, come on down. Yeah, we're going to arrest you, try you. We'll send you to Gitmo, and then we're going to execute you. That's what a sane country does. But we got a problem. And it's a big problem. We like to print money. And we really love to print money. And our dollar is propped up by the fact that Saudi Arabia, which is the head of OPEC, demands that everybody pay in dollars. You have to change your currency into dollars. It creates a tremendous amount of demand for the dollar. If that was to ever end, it would be bad. It'd make the Biden era inflation look like a party. And so we're in a really weird, weird place right now with the head of Saudi Arabia, who insisted on the recognition of the al-Qaeda leader of Syria. This is a big point with them. The reason they were able to get that out of Donald Trump and out of our country is because Joe Biden did such grievous damage to our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
I'd love to cut him off. I'd love to tell him go pound sand.
Biden did everything he could to drive them straight into the arms of Russia and China.
And it cost us dearly. You know why? Because Saudi Arabia said, all right, you know what? Biden came in, trashed them, everything. He said, all right, fine. And you know what? Guess what? Chinese don't have to pay in American dollars anymore for oil. They can pay in their own currency. That was a huge boost for Chinese currency and a hammer on the dollar. Downward hammer on the dollar.
Heard anybody talk about the BRICS Association anymore, Tara?
No, because the biggest supporter of BRICS de facto was the idiot Joe Biden, who couldn't shut his mouth about Jamal Khashoggi and the leader of Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, brutally murdering him, because he did. Everybody knows he did. I got no problem with that. He was an al-Qaeda terrorist. That's what we want. We want dead al-Qaeda terrorists. In fact, we've killed quite a few ourselves. So Joe Biden trying to save Jamal Khashoggi, you know, and trying to, you know, beat up Saudi Arabia for killing him. They should be killing people like that. All of them. That we're all safer for it. That's a good thing. And just because the Washington Post gave him a column because they're Democrats and love terrorists does not mean he deserves to live. I mean, you could even go online and see pictures of him with Osama bin Laden. So Saudi Arabia did the good thing there. But they've also just supported the recognition. That's what they traded to Trump for this. They said, okay, we'll give you $1 trillion in investment. We will continue selling oil to everyone but China in dollars. We're never going to get that Chinese revenue back. We're never going to get it. That hurts the dollar badly. And you're going to get to keep printing money. Your drunken loons in Congress can keep printing money. See, if we didn't print money, we could tell Saudi Arabia to pound sand. We wouldn't care.
Right.
We don't have to kiss al-Qaeda's butt. We don't have to parade a man who killed over 300 of us through the White House like a conquering hero just hours before Veterans Day and on the anniversary of the Marines. But when you print money like Congress does, you got to do some really dirty things. And Trump will do anything to prop this currency up. These are hard decisions. But then, Lee, it gets so weird. This conversation yesterday, this was one of the most remarkable exchanges because this is the kind of foreign policy that's normally never said out loud. The reporter asked, and Trump trashes her, but she asked a legitimate question. I mean, you're sitting here with the Saudi royal family, and yeah, he was young at the time, and yeah, he wasn't running the country, but his family did 9/11. They allowed it. I mean, heck, it was run out of the Saudi embassy. What do you say to the families of, you know, the 9/11 families? It's a legitimate question. Trump shouldn't have trashed her. And I think, and you can actually almost hear the fear in Trump's voice, don't offend my guest. What he's saying is, we really need to be able to keep the printing press running here to pay these bills that Congress has run up. But listen to this, how the Saudi crown prince actually answers this, Lee, because he's very truthful. He does not deny that Saudi Arabia did 9/11. Imagine that, right? Listen to this. It's one of the most remarkable exchanges I've ever heard in politics, because these things are never said out loud.
Orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office.
Who are you
with? Why should Americans trust you?
Who are you with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it. And we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
It's just yes, Mr. President,
please,
you allow me to answer. You know, I feel painful about, you know, the families of 9/11 in America. But, you know, we have to focus on reality. Reality based on CIA documents and based on a lot of documents that Osama bin Laden used Saudi people in that event for one main purpose, is to destroy this relation, to destroy the American-Saudi relation. That's the purpose of 9/11. So whoever buy in that, that means they are helping Osama bin Laden's purpose of destroying this relation. He knows that strong relation between America and Saudi Arabia, it's bad for extremism, it's bad for terrorism. And we have to approve him wrong and to build our relation, continue developing our relation. It's critical in the safety of the world. It's critical against extremism and terrorism. About the journalists, it's really painful to hear, you know, anyone that been losing his life for you know, no real purpose or nothing illegal way. And it's been painful for us in Saudi Arabia. We've did all the right steps of investigation, etc., in Saudi Arabia, and we've improved our system.
And he's not wrong.
No.
And to paraphrase Donald Rumsfeld, you know, he made the comment about you don't go to war with the army you want. You go to the army go to war with the army you have. That's what Trump is doing. He is trying to have peace and prosperity with the allies that he has, not necessarily the allies that he wants.
And honestly, we wouldn't give a rip about peace and prosperity with these people, but we need them to sell their oil for dollars.
And we do.
And Joe Biden almost destroyed that.
And we need them also to be at least a non-adversarial relationship with Israel, if not out and out, recognizing their right to exist, which we're getting close to getting that with many of the Muslim nations in that region.
Absolutely.
Now, listen, I have no pretense that peace and prosperity are going to break out and Gaza is going to be the next Riviera. But we're making some progress, and if nothing else, we're delaying any further death and destruction that many of the folks that we're opposed to want to perpetrate in that area.
And what's so interesting here, too, is what he is saying about bin Laden is actually factually correct. I mean, his father, his grandfather, allowed bin Laden to proselytize in Saudi Arabia, did the recruitment for the jihadi army around the world, and funded it. This guy has killed a lot of them, but still has the Al-Qaeda connection in terms of they look at Al-Qaeda as their man running Syria. That's going to mean terror training camps. It's meant at least 7,000 dead Christians since he took over. There's slaughter, some say, as high as 11,000. Yeah. That guy who walked in the White House was literally beheading his men, were anyway, beheading Christians in the last few months. Mm-hmm. It's on X if you want to see it. It's terrible what they've done. This is the people you got to get in bed with. When you print and print and print and print and print, and you rely on Saudi Arabia, the head of OPEC, to make countries change their currency into dollars to buy that oil, which creates automatic, just fake demand for the dollar. That's why we can print. No one else can. The price is very high.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything. everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Post and Courier, South Carolina newspaper, urging Democrats, South Carolina Democrats, to vote Republican. Yeah, don't waste your vote on Democrats. Vote in the Republican primaries. That's the Post and Courier editorial page. And what they're saying is, look, we ran Jamie Harrison against Lindsey Graham. We failed to beat Lindsey Graham. So Jamie Harrison's obviously a Democrat. So the only way that going forward we're going to have a say is to elect the most liberal Republicans. Yeah, look at the timing. Why are they putting this out right now? Well, he actually tells you. They tell you on the Post and Courier page because they intend to meddle in the Republican primary for governor. Because they want to defeat the conservatives running. And so what they're saying is don't waste your vote on a Democrat because there's two Democrats running. Don't do that. You want to vote in the Republican primary. Well, who is the Post and Courier urging people to vote for? I think this is interesting. I'm sorry, urging Democrats to vote for. Number one on our list to eliminate would be Nancy Mace, who belongs on a reality show, not in Congress, they write. See Mace's latest F-bomb adventures at the Charleston airport. Her congressional colleague, Ralph Norman, infamous for pulling out a loaded 38 caliber handgun in a Rock Hill diner. Ralph's such a badass. Anyway, would be on my short list too. Bonus benefit, Democrats could help retire both of them from Congress. Yeah, that would be bad. Well, who does the Post and Courier think Democrats should vote for? I'm just reading the editorial. We would hold our nose or sort through the least of the rest and vote, ready for it, for Alan Wilson, Pam Evett, and Josh Kimbrell. This is the grim political reality of the state we call home. So what is going on here? So we have, for better or for worse, the Post and Courier opening its campaign for either Republicans Alan Wilson, Pam Evett, or Josh Kimbrell in the Republican primary. They feel they're the most liberal candidates. Now, they said hold their nose and vote. So obviously, these are not people they're happy with. But the people they want to eliminate, Ralph Norman and Nancy Mace. Why is that? Well, number one, starting with Ralph Norman, he's just a hardcore conservative. He is, and he's often, if you look at the coverage alone in trying to stop the spending up there. And they know he will stand up to the Democrat leadership in Colombia. You think I just misspoke? No, they're Democrats. They just run as Republicans. Rated as the most liberal legislature in the country among Republican legislatures. You look that up. That happens every year. The next legislature after them is a actual Democrat legislature. So they know the people running Colombia are Democrats. That's because they've been voting in the primaries for a very long time. And that's why they target actual Republicans. And they know this about, and I'll say this about Nancy Mace too, and Ralph Norman. They have something in common. They took on the Republican leadership and not very nicely either in the Capitol. They did. Nancy Mace went through the most expensive primary ever conducted in the state of South Carolina as Kevin McCarthy, dirtbag that he is, tried to take her out. And the Bush-led Republican leadership. The Bush wing of the party. She survived it. So while Nancy Mace has been a little off kilter ever since then, I have no doubt she'd take on Columbia if she got elected. She did it in Congress at tremendous cost to herself. Ditto for Ralph Norman, who voted with Nancy Mason. Just a small handful of them got rid of Kevin McCarthy. Best thing that ever happened in the to the Capitol up there in D.C. These two will take on the leadership there, and that's why they want them eliminated. And Ralph Norman in particular is a hardcore conservative. So it's just really interesting to see who the Democrats plan to target. We're going to be keeping a sharp eye on this because they're getting very aggressive. They just made some endorsements in the Republican primaries for some legislative seats up here, and we were able to read them out. I read them out over and over and over again on the air, and those candidates lost. So good. By the way, why do we keep our primaries open and allow Democrats to vote in them? That's a choice, by the way, made by the Democrat leadership posing as Republicans down there. Why do we do that? Because the dean of South Carolina politics demands it. Who's that? Lindsey Graham. He depends on Democrat votes. Without them, he'd have to act like a Republican all the time, and that's no fun. Notice something about this editorial, if you read it. Doesn't tell you to vote against Lindsey Graham, does it? Doesn't even mention voting in the Republican primary. Why? Because Lindsey Graham's their guy. That's why. He's their guy. He's the reason these primaries are open. He's the reason Democrats keep voting. And that is the reason why our leadership is quasi-Democrat posing as Republican. What do? Like when they need a Supreme Court justice, for instance, they have to prove one, they pick Gene Toll, who donated to Obama and is a Democrat. You tell me there was nobody else in the state? No, they're Democrats. So anyway, I thought that was helpful. Democrats and the Post and Courier want to eliminate Nancy Mace and Ralph Norman from the Republican primary. Should tell you everything you need to know. So, gots to release those Epstein documents. Yep, House voted for it, so did the Senate. I assume Trump will sign it. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't, since he called for them to approve it. But like so many things in life, you've got to read the fine print. Let me preview this for you. We're going to see nothing or very little. There are good reasons for that. Number one, this declassification is not a declassification. It only demands the release of unclassified Epstein documents. The good stuff is obviously the classified stuff. Yep, that's right. It only gives us unclassified documents. Now, if you look at what the FBI has been doing the last few years, we've actually learned it, and they have this really nifty strategy of classifying crimes committed by Democrats. That way, if you turn whistleblower and you tell anyone about it, you go to prison. They did this with Hillary. We've only recently found out that she walked out of the federal government with a thumb drive with top secret classified secrets on it, on the thumb drive. She's only ever even allowed to view it in a SCIF. When Comey found that out, knew it would probably destroy her bid for the presidency, what did he do? He classified her crimes. Just classified them. It's kind of brilliant, actually. I have no doubt the crimes of these Johns are classified. It's how they protect people who do it. So there's that. The fact that they didn't vote to release classified and unclassified stuff, which they would have done if they were serious. They only voted to release the unclassified stuff. So that's thing number one. Thing number two, it doesn't matter what Congress says, what they vote to do, or what Trump even signs, because they don't run DC. The intelligence agencies do. Let me give an example of what's going to happen next, because we've already seen it. A lot of people don't know this. In 2023, Congress voted to declassify the origins of COVID. How'd that go? It passed. Biden signed it, and nothing happened. In fact, we've recently learned shocking things about the origins of COVID that were supposed to be declassified 2 years ago. Yeah, so we didn't get any of that. So what does that show? It shows the absolute weakness and fecklessness of Congress. There was no follow-up, by the way. Well, Rand Paul followed up, but that was about it. So we still don't know. So Congress voting to declassify stuff, intelligence agencies just laugh in their face. They don't care. Were they going to vote next to declassify or release all the crook stuff? We're going to do that? Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. Again, the most recent subpoena, the third, for all the information on the Butler assassination was sent to the FBI this summer in July. They're still stonewalling that. That would be Kash Patel. Somebody should ask him about it. I'd just be curious to see what he said. Just busy? Didn't get around to releasing it? Why are you stonewalling Congress? Why are you protecting Thomas Crooks? And what appears to be a neo-Nazi handler from a terror group with Antifa ties. Any reason that you're protecting them or no? Okay, cool. Turn over the contents of the phone. Turn over the contents of the encrypted accounts because they broke into those. They have all of it. Oh, and I really want to see the metadata too on why Crooks' phones seem to go to the FBI. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there could be an explanation for it. Maybe he just went on a tour or something. I don't know. It is literally possible. Why don't we know? I don't know. But we're not going to know anything about Epstein. This is not going to happen. In fact, I don't think that even if Trump and PM Bondi and Kash Patel legitimately wanted to produce this stuff, they could. But it wouldn't matter because if you didn't demand the release, if you didn't cover the unclassified stuff, you're not going to get it. It's nothing worth having. And here's the thing, folks. This demands that Pam Bondi, who apparently drew the short straw, is the one who's responsible for this. The DOJ is supposed to get it. Well, like, how's that going to happen? And the FBI has it. This does cover the FBI, but the DOJ somehow is supposed to go into the FBI and get it. We know from the UK Daily Mail, there's at least a semi-truck full of this evidence. We know that because the UK Daily Mail showed up on the scene when the FBI was unloading all of it into the truck. We know there's thousands of hours of video. There's like videotapes. There's digital versions from later years. We know there's all of that. You know what I'd love tonight? Just be interesting to know. Where is that specifically? Like that, that would be a thing I want to know. Where specifically is that within the FBI? Or did they just classify it all? Yeah. We're not actually going to get anywhere, but people think we are. I think this is some kind of victory. It's not. It's just more silly stuff. And again, this could theoretically blow up in Trump and PM Bondi's face because even if they want to produce it, I don't know that they can. And then they're going to get hit over the head. There's nothing new here. Well, yeah, all that stuff's classified. This is the unclassified stuff. So it's a nothing burger. Staggering numbers out of Charlotte. First day, ICE enforcement. By the way, they've picked up more than 200 gang members and sex offenders. A lot of the gang members are sex offenders. That's who traffics the children. By the way, we got an update on that coming up. Can you believe they found 30,000 of the trafficked children Joe Biden dumped in this country? 30,000 of them. You know what else they found? 7,000 tips, complaints, specific ones of sex trafficking of children reported to the Biden administration. Just remember, they were reunifying them with their MS-13 and 18th Street gang handlers, just dumping the kids with them, doing no background checks of any kind, because if you're sex trafficking, you don't want to do background checks. That creates a record. 7,000. You know how many they investigated? Zero. This was a sex trafficking operation. It was a human trafficking operation, and God help us if a Democrat ever wins again. It's going to be a death sentence for so many kids. It was also a kidnap operation. And they'd bring kids up here and sell them. Which, by the way, good news, we just knocked over one of those kiddie sale apartment complexes. Yeah, buy a kid. We'll throw in one for free, 50% off. Headline, Texas raid targeting Trinidad Aragua gang leads to arrest of 140 illegal immigrants. What were they doing? Well, they were doing what Trinidad Aragua does. They sell kidnapped women and children. Never seen a thing like this in America before. Not openly. We've had prostitution, but this is something different. This is a whole new level. A raid at a sex and human trafficking operation in San Antonio operated by members of Trinidad Aragua gang resulted in at least 140 illegal immigrants being arrested, authorities said, and victims recovered. The aim of the task force is to dismantle drug cartels. So we got all that going on. But meanwhile, Democrats fighting hard to keep their sex trafficking cartel friends on the streets. First day of the raids, a staggering 20,000 kids don't show up at Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. That's incredible. Day two, 30,000 didn't show up. Here's a Charlotte Mecklenburg schools teacher, David Gillespie, talking about what his homeroom looked like. He's obviously a liberal activist posing as a teacher, but here you go.
My homeroom class typically has 16 students in it. We had four.
District-wide, there are 145,030 students enrolled in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools. On Monday, 30,399 were absent, 28,136 unexcused. While CMS doesn't break down the numbers by ethnic origin, Gillespie, a multilingual teacher, did.
Children of parents from Angola, from Vietnam, but the students who were whose parents come from Latin American countries were the students we were missing. So that was kind of the line, even among the ML students, is that we were missing Hispanics.
Yeah. So you get an idea of the size here. Again, 20% of Charlotte's population is now foreign-born. What does that mean? You do amnesty, they'll elect Imam Dhani. As you get those people in a voting booth, you get these kids in a vote, they're going to vote for Imam Dhani. That's what we just saw in New York, where 65% of American-born voters did not vote for Imam Dhani. That's what's missing in all the coverage here. 50% of New York is not born in America. They're foreign-born. Folks online, including conservative commentators who know that there's, you know, the size of this invasion is very large, shocked by this history. I mean, just people are just absolutely blown away by how many there are. Yeah, you are going to see 100 Imam Dhanis if we ever did amnesty. And they will conquer territory, and the places they rule will no longer function as American. They'll be Marxist. And this is the population that will do it. And you're seeing the size of it, the strength of it, the numbers of it. And it's shocking. Or Trump could send him home. Look, good news. I thought he wouldn't do 2 million the entire term. He's already sent 2 million home. 2.1, actually. We may actually get this thing done.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.